Concluding words. In the name of God the Beneficent the Merciful, O Son of Adam, God chose you for his caliphate on earth so that you achieve the grand divine project. For this reason, he commanded the angels to prostrate before your father Adam, and they all prostrated except Iblis, who refused and boasted. He estimates that Adam, this creature made by clay, was not worthy of this prestigious status, which if he had been granted he could attain eternal life on earth. He said, I only prostrate for God, and he hid the secret to Adam, by jealousy and hatred, and he said, this one, if he is given predominance over me, I will plot against him, and if I have dominance over him, I will destroy it. God brought them down to earth. He wanted to test Adam and Iblis and the descendants of Adam and Iblis' army to highlight which of the two groups is best so that to give it the divine caliphate and it wins eternal life on earth, here and in the hereafter. But it appears, from the beginning of this story, that the disobedience of Iblis to the order of the glorious and majestic God, make him the underdog in this fight. Allah Almighty says, when we told the angels to prostrate before Adam, they all obeyed, except Iblis who said, should I prostrate before one whom you have created out of clay? Iblis, Satan, said, see, this one whom you have honored above me, if you give me respite, keep me alive, to the day of resurrection, I will surely seize and mislead his offspring by sending them astray, all but a few. Surah 17, verse 61-62. God said, go away, all those who follow you will have hell as ample recompense for their deeds. And Istafzes, literally means, befool them gradually, those whom you can among them with your voice, make assaults on them with your cavalry and your infantry, mutually share with them wealth and children, and make promises to them, but Satan promises them nothing but deceit. Surely, as for, my servants, you have no authority over them, and your Lord is sufficient as a protector. Surah 17, verse 63, 65. All this, O son of Adam, is to highlight your merit against Iblis. It is to show that you are not a cur beast and that you are worthy of the divine caliphate on earth. For this and foremost, it is essential that you understand by science the enigmas of the Quran which was revealed by God. Then you must act to fulfill the divine project that will save humanity. If you do this, you will break the argument that the devil had claimed that you are nothing more than a silly and worthless animal on which it is possible to put blinders to manipulate and control, as a dog or a donkey. Similarly, you will turn his claims and his denigration against himself and you will confirm the wisdom and justice of the divine order, which commanded the devil to prostrate before thee. O son of Adam, when the devil suggested to Adam, he said, Adam, do you want me to show you the tree of eternity and a kingdom that never decays? These words were intended eternal life. But Iblis, may God curse him, did not say that to Adam by affection towards him or as a sincere advisor, but he made promises to deceive and seduce him so that he gets obedience from him. And once acquired his obedience he brought him out of paradise. If Iblis was sincere in his promise, today he would not cross the path of the son of Adam and since he came down to earth, diverting him with strength from the tree of eternity, door of eternal life, and using an army supplied from beautiful women, with which he monitors access to the tree of eternity. Iblis the cursed, makes available to all those who walk on a path of God towards the tree of eternity, a beautiful young woman who distracted them away from their goal in one way or another. If he does not distract them by her beauty, he occupies their minds by his problems. As to the tree of eternity, it is the mystery par excellence. It is the door that leads to eternal life, and it is the tree of knowledge as indicated in the revealed books. It is also the prophetic machine to be built from the minerals of the earth, and it is the tree which is neither eastern nor western, that is to say, it is neither in the east nor in the west, but it must be built. As for its incandescent oil such liquid embers, it is the red sulfur. This is the hour and this is the atomic firkin which was in possession of Moses and which was built under the shadow of the pharaonic civilization, through the power of the pharaohs and the prophecy of Joseph, peace be upon him. The firkin of Moses produced elixirs of Charon and the nine living jewels, as well as the elixir of life and the sakinet contained in the ark. However, he didn't reach the supreme goal, and this firkin is now in our possession, accurately detailed in the Book of God. Obviously, this order is surrounded by puzzles and hidden in the heavenly books. Allah Almighty says, indeed, the hour is coming, I almost conceal it. Surah 20, verse 15. Therefore whoever walks toward it, who realized this project, build it, get its living jewels and its angelic spirits, and finally reach the ultimate goal, which is the divine spirit, the animal. Actually, the divine spirit is at the last step in the world of the creation of the firkin. Majestic God says, and the last step is the animal, if they knew. Surah 29, verse 64, one who will reach this ultimate goal by the prophetic machine, called also the promised hour or the atomic firkin, have defeated Iblis. Moreover, he provides evidence to Allah, the Almighty, for the day of resurrection that Iblis had sinned when he refused to obey God's command and when he boasts against Adam and refused to worship him as God had commanded him. Thus, man has given victory to God against Iblis, confirming the correctness of the order of God and the wrong claims of Iblis. He will also confirm his dignity to the resort of the divine caliphate, since it is inconceivable that bridal beasts or even leftist freedom can realize the great sign, even if they should join together for it. In this way, those who realize the greatest sign today, they are themselves the God's evidences against Iblis for the day of resurrection. So be among them, O community of Islam, so that you truly are the caliphs of God on earth. Since it appears that Iblis, may God curse him, was bragging of his knowledge, his beauty and insight in relation to Adam. Thus, when the son of Adam will have built a great sign, the prophetic machine, the Iblis arguments will collapse, will cancel its claims, his error becomes manifest and he will return humiliated and defeated. So confirm your dignity, O son of Adam, and your ability to the divine caliphate on earth. That will be realized only by the knowledge of the prophetic machine, the hour, the tree of eternity, the atomic firkin, first, and secondly by the realization of this project and its construction to reach the Bijest Intermediary Al-Wasila, to God the Majestic that he has commanded you to reach in his book. O community of Islam, Allah says in the Surah The Table Spread, O you who believe, be careful of your duty to Allah, and seek means of nearness to him and strive hard in his way that you may be successful. Surah 5, verse 35, if you do not realize it, O community of Islam, you will be actually the support of Iblis and you will make truthful the remarks he held against your father Adam and also against you, without you even noticing it. Iblis thought and claimed that he is better than Adam, because he was created from fire and Adam was created from clay of mud modeled. He also says that he can control him like an animal and bridles him, so, the function of divine caliphate isn't suitable for him. Indeed, some of human beings were controlled and bridled by Iblis as animals and have confirmed the opinion that he has about mankind. They don't deserve neither the divine caliphate nor the eternal life on earth. O sons of Adam, don't forget God and don't forget reminder of God, Dikr Allah, which represses Iblis. Don't forget that you are in war with Satan and that your deviation is a proof for him in the judgment day. He wants to regroup all the disbelievers and idolatrous who devote themselves to their passions to prove to the eyes of the world that God had wrong when he said to prostrate to Adam and that he, Iblis, was right when he refused. So his objective is to acquire as many people as possible. That is his argument against us. What is our argument against him? I advocate to stop to make alliances against us. We have to ally our forces against our dangerous enemy, the damned Iblis, who brought out our father from heaven, and now he wants to move you away from the project of the immense Quranic wisdom, the prophetic machine, the atomic firkin, and he wants to private you from the eternal life on earth by the intermediary of the divine spirit, because he is jealous of you. He managed to lost a lot of you, putting them blinders like animals, letting them fight themselves, distract them from God with various temptations and wars, and that for thousands of years. This for proving to God and his angels, that the sons of Adam are just docile animals in his hands, and that he controls them. And with this demonstration, he wants to prove to God that he is better than their father Adam. O sons of Adam, to destroy him with your argument, prove him that he is wrong. So, build the prophetic machine, which is the biggest sign of God, the atomic firkin, the tree of eternity, the promised hour. Then, make appear from the area of the atomic firkin the biggest miracle, the die of God, the biggest divine spirit, completion of the mankind's science. It, the divine spirit, will kill Satan and annihilate his army and his throne so that the world might rest from his pains and his temptations, because the divine spirit is the unique remedy for Satan. If you don't do it, you will be destroyed and annihilated by your hands which built weapons of massive destruction in your possession. It is surely Iblis who infused you this idea and forced you to build these weapons, which is the fire which will burn you, and it is your sins built by your hands. It's an extremely dangerous trap, and step by step, Iblis is driving you to in. And so, if you don't obey to the order of God, you are going straight to the trap and pyre. This is the tragic end that Iblis wants to annihilate the mankind. God the Powerful and the Majestic says, O mankind, indeed the promise of Allah is truth, so let not the worldly life delude you, and be not deceived about Allah by the deceiver. Surely, Satan, is an enemy to you, so treat him as an enemy. He only invites his Hizb, followers, that they may become the dwellers of the blazing fire. Surah 35, verse 5, 6. Wake you and pay attention, O sons of Adam, before he takes you by surprise with a big disaster, when you have an unguarded moment, when you laugh, when you play, thinking that the order of God is far off now, but no, it isn't. You are warned of the future, and this is the last warning. Peace be upon who is acting wisely. Signature, Abu Muhammad, Tahir, Chairif Ali Dani.